Welcome to Rhema for Today.
See, Paul calls the Word of God a sword that is able to accomplish things that we cannot do. Now, the Word of God is where we go for strength. We are strengthened by the Word of God. Daniel said in his writings, he said, when he, talking about God, spoke to me, I was strengthened.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. This week we went into the archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Getting Through Tough Times. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Glory to God. Well, I want to talk to you today about answers in these tough times. Has anybody realized that we facing some tough times? Huh? Anybody notice that we have some tough times around? But a lot of people are asking the questions. There's a lot of questions being asked. What's going to happen? Am I going to be safe? Where can I go for safety? Who's going to protect me? Those questions are being asked. And I thank God that we can find answers to these questions in the Word of God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4. I want to begin reading with verse number 12 in Hebrews of chapter 4. I'm going to read from the NIV version. For the Word of God is living and active. Say that with me. For the Word of God is living and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Now, as I look at this portion of scripture, I want you to look with me at three different things that I believe that are mentioned here that will help us to get through the tough times. See, God has given us the ability to make it through the tough times. Number one, in these tough times, we have the Word of God to stand upon. Let us go back and look at verses 12 and 13 and reread them. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. I want you to notice that these words, for the Word of God is living and active. We might say it this way, the Word of God is alive and active. Alive means that it is a living organism. It's not passive. It's not dead. See, dead, something that's dead is passive. It has no life. It has no ability to do anything. I want you to notice it said it's active. How many have ever heard somebody say, that's a very active child? What do they mean by that? That means they're not ever still. They're active. They're always doing something or into something. Okay? Now, let's look at this from some other translations. The Jordan translation says, for the Word of God is alive and with energy. Okay, that gives you a little better idea of what's saying here. Now, another translation. Look at this. For the message of God is living and active force. Now, that gives you a little better understanding, right? Force is involved here. The New Century 20 version. That God's word is alive and working. That gives you a little better idea. The New Living Translation. For the word of God is full of living power. Ooh, that's a good one there too, isn't it? See, Paul calls the word of God a sword that is able to accomplish things that we cannot do. Now, the word of God is where we go for strength. We are strengthened by the word of God. Daniel said in his writings, he said, when he, talking about God, spoke to me, I was strengthened. Have you ever been going through some kind of difficulties and trials, facing some situations that you didn't know what to do? You reached over and you picked up your word, you opened it up and you began to read. And all of a sudden, some verses or one phrase out of what you were reading, all of a sudden, it just jumped off of the page at you and it gave you strength. It gave you the attitude, I can make it. I can do it. Hello? See, that's what Daniel said. He said, when he spoke, I was strengthened. Hey, this right here, this word of God, right here. I got different colors here where I marked in it. Hey, if you can't mark a verse in your Bible, throw that away and get one that you can mark in, okay? Because you need to mark these verses because you can go back to them and get strength over and over and over again. This is God talking. Somebody said, God never talks to me. Well, you don't ever read the Bible then. Because this is God talking. This is His word. This is what He's saying to you. It's alive. It's active. And it will give you whatever you need. You see, some people think, well, they're no use to go to the word. I've heard people say that. Anybody ever heard somebody say that? Huh? Anybody ever heard? Yeah, there is great value in going to the word. Say it with me. There is great value in going to the Word of God. Because the Word of God will give me strength to stand in the time of the storm. The Word of God will give me peace when there is no peace. Hallelujah. Hey, the Word of God. And you need to get a hold of the Word of God. David said he hid the word in his heart that he might not sin against him. Some of you have a problem with temptations and going over and being tempted by sin. You need to hide more of the word of God in your heart. That's good preaching. Hagin, go ahead. I believe I will. The promises of God are powerful. The word of God in your life becomes a life-changing experience. I want you to say this with me. Hold your Bible up. Everybody got a Bible there? Hold it up. This is my Bible. It's alive and powerful. It's ever living. It's indestructible. It's the incorruptible Word of God. It is a sure foundation. It is a light to my path. I will walk in it. I will be blessed by it. I will receive by it. Because God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to get a hold of that. Woo. Glory to God. I think some of you are getting a hold of what I'm talking about. God's word. Man, when I was a kid growing up, we would sing it either Sunday morning or Sunday night. Standing on the promises of Christ my King,
through eternal ages. Let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. I want to tell you what, that's some good words. That's some good words. We got to remember that the precious word of God has not lost its power. The word of God is not weaker today than it was yesterday. You know, with age, things get weaker. The word of God never changes. The word of God does not decay. It doesn't wear out. The word of God is as powerful this very moment as when it come from God himself and the writers wrote it down. Do you realize that? It's just as powerful today as it was when Paul wrote these things. Hallelujah. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. If he is the Lord and he changes not, then his word doesn't change. Hallelujah. The word of God is always alive. The word of God is always powerful. It never, never changes. I want you to understand something today, people. This right here is your help in these troublesome times. This is your rock that you can stand on in these times of trouble. Somebody said, well, preacher, do you know what's going to happen? No, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what kind of decisions are going to be made. But I do know one thing. I know my God, and I know what the word of God says. And the word of God says that if I would pray and believe him, that I'll be protected.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I want to talk to you. You hear me say all the time, thank you for helping us. I'm talking to our Rhema partners, the ones who have partnered with us. Well, what is a partner? It's someone that prays regularly for us and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help us support Rhema around the world.
Yes.
And you can, if you'd like to join, you can go to rhema.org/WPC and become a partner. And you that are partners, we really want to thank you.
Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Getting Through Tough Times. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.